Hello, everyone. Well, after being in advance with my Octava, I've now fallen 3 days behind. So I intend to try and catch up today. So I'm on day eight, which is two songs that grew on you. Now, the first one of these is a song by I suppose they're a group called Badly Drawn Boy. I don't know whether they just had one hit. I don't know. I don't know anything about them. The song is called Something to Talk About, and it's from the film About a Boy, which is quite a sad film. It's got moments of humour, but overall it's quite sad, but with a message of hope. It's actually the last film that my ex and my two kids watched together in about early 2007, before we split up. I don't know when the film came out, but I don't know how old it is. Sorry, I didn't do my research very well, did I? Anyway, when I first heard it, my oldest son, Connor, he was about 13 or 14, and he was constantly playing it in his room. And I used to think, oh, not that again. But actually, I watched the film, I sort of heard it in context. It really grew on me. I really love the song. I still like it now. He still likes it now. It's a really good song to... I don't know, I think it's a good driving song. Not that I can drive, but you can just imagine sort of going along in the car with it quite loud, and I can go on my exercise bike, you know, quite happily to this. Or I've been on many flights listening to it, going across the Atlantic and wherever, and it's a nice, it's a kind of, I don't know, somehow to me it's like a motion song, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I really like it, and the second one is, I'm going to have to look that up. I think it's called Cathbero, and it's from the film, again, it's from a film, actually. It's from the film The Constant Gardener. And I first heard this at the beginning of last year when I was very, very shortly after we had a house fire, and I was staying at my mum's, and I was dozing on the her sofa, and this film was on, The Constant Gardener. I think that's what it's called. And I'm not sure if... I can't remember. I think the song's called Cathbero, but I can't remember the name of the artist, so I will come back with that. I'll go and look that up now before I play it, actually. And it's a very, very haunting piece of music, I think. And it's a very strange film, and it's quite sinister, really. It takes place in, I believe it's in Kenya, and I don't know what the words mean of this song at all. I presume it's in Swahili. I don't know. Maybe someone can tell me. I did used to know a bit of Swahili, but I've forgotten it all. I think the man's name is Abagada or something like that. And I listened to some other of his music, and I didn't really like it. This is the only one I found that I didn't like it straight away. I remember it, I was trying to watch the film and falling asleep and coming back to life. And it was, of course, it was about Africa, and it was at the time when my Obi wasn't here, and, you know, things were very uncertain. And, of course, he doesn't come from Kenya, but, you know, it was kind of African music. And I felt, when I heard it, I didn't like it, because it just made me feel really sad. But my mum loved it, and she kept listening to it on YouTube. She shared it on Facebook. In the end, I did. We both grew to really like... Oh, she liked it straight away. My dad liked it. And it kind of reminds me of that time of uncertainty, of feeling... When we had the fire, I know I've talked about it recently, but I felt misplaced. I felt homeless. I can't imagine how a refugee must feel, but I kind of had some inkling, insight into it, because I had very few possessions left. I was separated from my family. I was at my parents' house, where I'd grown up since I was five, but it wasn't my house home anymore. It hasn't been for a very long time. I hadn't spent a night there for years, a very, very long time, before I was married and had the kids. And because we live locally, so it's not like we go to stay there, because, you know, I've always you know, not the last time I had stayed there previous to that was when I lived in London, which is a long time ago, and when I'd come home for the weekends and holidays and stuff. So this reminds me of that. And you know, when you look back on a time that wasn't very good when it happened, and it was, you know, filled with a lot of emotions. I was very, very upset about what had happened. I felt misplaced. I felt like I didn't belong anywhere anymore. I felt like I didn't have a home. I mean, my kids went to their dad's and they've stayed there on and off, you know, so that's like their second home. So I'm not saying they didn't feel as bad as me, because they probably did, but I hadn't been away from home for, well, since I was in Nigeria. I don't very often go away from home nowadays. And excuse me, home is where the heart is. And now I've got loads of plaques everywhere saying home sweet home since I came back home. And when I know this is really sad, I used to have loads of different addresses on my Tesco's, because I'd lived in, you know, my Tesco's account, because I'd had my marital home originally, because we've been using Tesco since about 2002, and then I'd moved again two more times, and then three more times, and I've got all these different addresses. So after that, I went back, and then I had my mum's address, because I used to do orders there. So I went back and I cleared the lot out, and I just put this one, had this one, and I called it, and you have to give it a name, like home or whatever, and I call it home sweet home. And I realised, the other thing was, about that time, I didn't have many possessions, and I was very, very possessive with my things. I would get very upset if I couldn't find something, because I think it's because I had so little left. What I had could fit in a cardboard box, and that's what I had with me that I'd salvaged on the day of the fire, or the next day, or whenever it was we came back. I think it was the next day. And I had her no clothes. In fact, my friend sent me some of her clothes that she didn't want anymore. And, you know, I didn't have anything. And I know that sounds pathetic, and it is, but it's true. I had so little that I felt like I just wanted to sit in my, it's a room that we used to have, my sister and I used to share as a bedroom, but my mum now calls it her parlour, and she has a laptop in there and a desk and all that. And I really felt like I wanted to just sit in a corner next to my box of things. I wanted to cling. It was like I wanted to cling on to it. I was watching the film. I've gone way off track with all this, but I was watching the film with Obi the other night, Titanic. Now, I've seen that film so many times, and it's a bit corny, but in a way, it's sad. And you know, that was a big tragedy, and I'm not likening what happened to me to the Titanic, but. It reminded me when at the end, when Rose is clinging on to that thing that she's on, whatever it is, I can't remember now, but you know, she's holding on for dear life, and it reminded me of me next to my box of stuff, which is actually quite sad. But this song, this Abagada Cathbiro music, reminds me of a time when things weren't good, but now when I look back on it, because everything turned out okay, it's like a kind of, it gives me a kind of, I know this sounds weird, but a kind of sweet sorrow, if you know what I mean. It's almost like a nostalgia for that time, even though it wasn't good. I don't know if anyone can understand what I'm talking about, probably not. But anyway, I'll go and find it now, and they're two very different songs, and I hope you enjoy them.
Like a point in triangle, because
yeah.